Welcome back, everybody, to your favorite podcast, The We Are Adult Show, brought to you by Hoppyhead Productions. I am your host, Sean, for the second time this evening. Danny, I hope you're, again, not as hungover as me.
Still not as hungover. Just double-checking so we don't waste another 15 minutes of incredible storytelling. The best podcasting we've ever done, and you didn't hit the record button.
I refuse. I think we've had plenty of better podcasting.
I don't know. That can never be disproven nor disproven.
That material's gone, so now it's all spectacle.
It is. Oh, man. So, why are you hungover, Sean?
I'm hungover because you're a bad person, Danny.
Well, then shouldn't more people be hungover? Or should you be hungover more often?
Probably. They just don't understand. So this past weekend, that's been a problem. Seems to be a continuous problem in my life from Saturday night. Seems like it's one more thing after another with this. I'm just going to keep blaming the hangover.
that shitty movie that they made way too many of has nothing to do with your problem, Sean.
So I was at Parks Casino having some victory beers after a great family day at work, and I was actually drinking a Sour Monkey from, ironically, Victory Brewing out on the East Coast that comes in about 9.5% ABV. And so my coworker was only able to take down two the last time we were there. So I went ahead and made sure I put down three of the beers. And so I established dominance. I was cheering. Everybody cheered for me. And then I fell into...
Did everybody clap, and then Albert Einstein showed up and clapped you on the back for drinking so many beers?
And Ben Franklin came out and came back and said, "Great job. You know, I made God made beer for you."
Exactly.
So somebody just kept ordering rounds and rounds of beer, and so I got stuck in the loop of actually drinking them, even though I was trying to like stop because I knew I was like I was hitting that point. So I ended up getting a lot. I ended up drinking a lot more than I wanted to, and was far wasted more than I typically ever am. So I had to like take a taxi to the hotel, take a lift back to the casino the next morning. I slept like 5 hours. It was like one of those things, like I had like an hour to get back to the casino, so I needed to be ready in 40 minutes. And it took me like all 40 minutes to like pack up my stuff, take a shower, question my life, go dry heave into the toilet.
So have you seen the movie Back to School?
No.
You probably didn't because you're a youngin'. But it's a Rodney Dangerfield movie, one of Robert Downey Jr.'s first movies.
Okay.
But anyways, there's a scene where like basically like this Rodney Dangerfield's kid is going to college, and he at the beginning ends up like divorcing his wife, and he has nowhere to go, so he basically goes back to goes to the college that his kid's going to.
Yeah.
And there's a scene in the movie where they're at a bar, and it's like, Rodney Dangerfield, his driver / bodyguard, Robert Downey Jr., and like his kid, and a couple girls, and he's like, tells the waitress, he's like, "Bring us a pitcher every 10 minutes till someone passes out, then bring one every 15.
It was something like that. They brought over the check, and I was like, "Oh, damn." Luckily, somebody else picked up they split the check, so I at least had free beer that night.
Nice. You didn't get stuck trying to be guilted into playing credit card roulette?
No, I did not.
have you ever like agreed to play that game?
No. How does it go?
Basically, everybody throws their credit cards like into like a hat, mm-hmm, or someplace unseen, and then they let the waitress or waiter pick one, and that person picks up everything.
That's pretty ballsy.
Yes, I've been in situations a couple times where I've had the chance to have been like quite, my manhood was questioned because I'd rather just split the bill evenly, like, eight ways or whatever, than pick up the bar tab for eight people.
Yeah, dude, that's fucked up. Like, that's a lot of beer. That's a lot of beer. Like, I mean, I think we had, like, we had, you know what, we had close to that, yeah, so our tab was, like, way up there just as much, well, so.
Right, I'm like, dude, I'll just, they're like, but you might not have to pay, or I'll have to pay it all. I'll just pitch in, what's eight, you know, my part of whatever.
I'll buy my four beers.
Yeah, because I wasn't even going to be a dick, because I wasn't even going to be like, let's just split the bill evenly. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Make it easy on the person doing the math.
Yeah, exactly. So because of this sour drinking, Danny, I just can't even, like, manage a sour anymore. Like, I was just, like, one of my buddies in my clan was, like, sending me this stuff about, like, this sour he's found, and I'm just like, no, 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 thank you.
Is that Tim or Tony from the Tim and Tony Talk podcast?
No, it's not him.
Okay.
So.
Which one do you know, by the way? Tim or Tony?
Tony.
Tony, okay.
Yeah, he goes by the Batman, something, 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 in our clan.
Bunch of white dudes hanging out in a clan, huh?
Yeah.
Talking about beer.
There's an Australian girl now, so we got that. Cuatro's is Mexican.
So you can play that we have a Mexican friend, huh?
I mean, that's fair. Gecko's part of the clan too, but you know,
he doesn't play it. He's like, he's a whiter white girl than Heather, even though he's like born in Mexico.
He loves and pumpkin probably, spice.
He probably lives in. He's probably living in Mexico right now as we speak.
Mm. He definitely could be. It's hard to say.
Yeah, he's flighty like that. By flighty, I mean he's hiding from the law.
Pretty much. So, Danny, to get back on the horse, I had to find a beer that was opposite of a sour. And so I found Southern Tier Brewing, their Blackwater Nitro Series, the Chocolate Milkshake, which is Imperial Milk Stout, which is brewed with chocolate, sea salt, vanilla beans, and with chocolate and vanilla flavors added, coming in at 10%. But damn, Danny, is it nice and creamy, and it hits the spot of wanting a beer and it not being a monster of a sour.
You just wanted a liquid dessert, huh? Drink that brownie batter?
It really is. Like, it doesn't have a strong imperial taste at all. So it's just something that'll really sneak up on you. It's very sweet and chocolatey.
Did you do you taste the salty chocolates?
I think the salt like helps balance it.
Maybe that's why you're not tasting the imperialness.
Yeah, I think it helps keep the sugars down.
The imperials can't handle a little bit of saltiness. And
I guess
another
not.
Question, Sean.
Yes.
Are you drinking it? Did you pour hard into a glass?
No, I didn't. It says you could drink it from the can.
Oh, really? Usually nitros, you gotta pour it into a glass to get the everything all mixed up.
Yeah, it says pour into your favorite glass or drink from this can. So I just
okay.
I tried to save nature and keep a glass clean.
That's cool. Science is finally advancing to the point where we can just buy a beer and drink a beer. We don't have to like bring accessories into it.
Exactly.
Unnecessarily.
It sounds like beer drinking with more extra steps.
So my beer was sent to me as part of a trade,
mm-hmm.
with the one person currently trade with, my wife's cousin, who is now a brewer at Core Brewing in Arkansas.
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 This is Kansas.
Yes. So yeah, he quit his real job to go become like a brewer at a brewery called Core in Arkansas.
Yeah.
And apparently they're also striking up a deal with the local Arkansas college football team.
Oh boy.
But anyways, this beer is confusing me, Sean. It's still confusing me, even though we discussed it 20 minutes ago in our first try.
I just want you to know it still says we're recording.
Okay, good. Because it says it's brewed by Second Shift Brewing, and it also says Getcha Some, and as one word, Getcha YASUM. Get you some?
Yeah.
Apparently that's a St. Louis thing. But then in fine print, right above the government warning, it says beer brewed and bottled by Kreider Brewing LLC, St. Louis, Missouri, with the phone number 314-325-GATTO.
Maybe they just paid them to brew the beer, and then they went and brewed it and bottled it.
Yeah, maybe they didn't want the... Because it's a wild beer. It's like basically it's the beer you would love right now, Sean. It's a sour. But
it could be. That might be the reason if they don't have like the extra like work area to handle sours. Maybe they just kind of hire out the process.
They don't want to infect their brewery. No. They'll infect somebody else's.
Yep. Maybe somebody's already brewing wild yeasty.
Yes. So I picked this beer specifically as soon as I saw it in the box of beers, I knew we'd have to drink this one on the air, Sean, because it's appropriate for our show. It's called Chateau Le Douchebag. So on the back, written as its description, Chateau Le Douchebag is a beer made for all the beer geeks and dorks out there. It was 100% barrel fermented with multiple strains of wild and tame yeast and bacteria from beers past.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little acidic, tart, and funky, and has been re-fermented in the bottle. This wild and funky gem of a beer was made by douchebags for douchebags. So when I opened it, I actually opened it over my sink. Because I listen to a beer podcast, and sometimes they'll get beers like this, and they'll forget that fermented beers and maybe letting them get to above a certain temperature lets them ferment even more. And so, like, they'll just explode, and then they have to, like, move away their recording equipment so it doesn't get ruined.
Mm-hmm.
Or they open it over carpet, and they're like, yeah, I guess that carpet's gone now.
Just lock it up and throw it away.
Pretty much, yes. But it didn't gush, but it had a weird, like, fizzy foam when I poured it for the head.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, man, dude, it's actually really good. It's not, like, super – it's not, like, pucker sour,
mm-hmm.
but it definitely has, like, a nice little, like I said, a tart and funky taste.
Okay, nice.
But it's only 5.5%, and it's a small bottle. It's like 1 pint and 9.4 ounces, so it's like 17 ounces, almost 16.9 ounces.
Okay, that's not too bad.
No, but yeah, it's pretty good. I'm glad I waited.
Waited for the prize, and it didn't explode, so it's even better.
Yes. So, you know, a couple weeks ago, Sean, we had a guest on promoting his board games, plural, John Cohn. And so I figured it'd be cool to, like, bring some attention to both our show and to his Kickstarter by boosting the post on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
So I went through the process, clicked all the buttons, clicked boost now, and was doing some stuff, and I went back and checked to see if it was approved, because, you know, whenever you boost something, it has to be pending approval. And so I got back a message saying, you haven't agreed to our new terms and services that you won't be hostile or toxic or discriminatory towards people in your boosted posts. do you promise not to be meanie pants, apparently? And so
lie to Facebook?
No, I didn't lie. We're not harassing people. We're not like that.
You harassed me.
Yeah, but you're threatened. Not people. I said people, Sean. Not co-host.
I'm a person. I'm a real man.
I'm a real boy. But so I'm like, all right, fine. I'm like, and then it's like, dude, would you like to boost this post now? And I'm like, yes, boost again. And so I clicked it, and then a little bit later, it was like, you have too many words in your description. but I think we'll boost it, but not. We've modified your age settings or something to boost. I don't know what they did, but they still took my money. That's all that matters.
At the end of the story, they took your money.
But it's like. Like, just shut up and take my money, basically. Like, I want to give you money for a pointless ad on Facebook, and now you're, like, getting picky about it?
Come on, this isn't choosing beggars.
Right. I'm not. If I was like Russian, they'd take my money right away. a Russian bot trying to throw the election, they would take my money right away.
Yeah, probably.
So, Sean, we're almost upon the day of the Area 51 raid.
11 more days, and it is time to raid Area 51. All the weebs are going to find their hot cat girls, anime girls in the real life, or whatever alien thing that they keep talking about on Reddit that they're going to find there. Half-Life 3 will be there, Portal 3, everything will be there. It has every hope and dream.
Which is funny, because I haven't really noticed anything on Reddit front page recently about Area 51, so either, like, people are just, like, got over it, like, the internet gets over everything else, or they're trying to, like, trick the government into thinking they're over it, and so they'll let their guard down.
I don't know. There's been a lot of different articles coming out saying, like, you know, don't do this, like, you know, we're watching and whatnot, so.
Well, and I also figure it's probably over, too, because, you know, whenever, like, old people or corporations think something's cool, like, the internet jumps off it faster than, you know, some people should have jumped off the Titanic. But, so Bud Light, purveyor of fine piss water, has done two gimmicks when it comes to Area 51, Sean.
Okay, what are they doing to get free publicity?
So the first one they did was, they offered free beer to any aliens that come out of Area 51 as a result of the raid.
I feel like they would probably shoot the planet, because they would taste the Bud Light and be like, this is the best beer that they could get, that the humans could give us, and just like destroy the Earth. So I think it's a flawed plan.
Exactly. You know, like in the movies and comic books and video games and stuff, where like the alien race sends an ambassador to Earth to see whether they're worthy of being saved or not.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not worthy of being saved, then basically we get decimated. I think making an alien drink Bud Light will cause us to be decimated.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I think back on all the animes I watched, and it's just like, you know, make them some simple rice or something.
Some span musabi.
They always love it.
Exactly. They grab that with both hands and just nibble on it forever.
Yeah.
But then the other thing they did was they tweeted out a tweet that mm-hmm. needed to be retweeted. So it was like, if this tweet gets 51,000 retweets, we'll come out with a special edition Area 51 can of Bud Light.
So did it hit 51,000?
I don't know. That's follow up.
Too much research. I'm sorry. I thought I was segueing into the next topic. I didn't realize it was a true follow up question.
It sounded like one. I didn't realize I was supposed to ignore you that time. But yeah, no. I mean, when I looked it up today, I just saw about the about the tweet. I didn't see anything about hitting its number. I just saw that the tweet was made. So even like the news organizations on the interwebs aren't answering that follow up question. So I'm gonna guess it's probably no.
No, nobody cared enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So Sean, Michigan brewery / possibly racist brewery. decided to sell, Sean.
They did. The big announcement came a few weeks ago that Founders sold the rest of their shares, and now they are really, really, really not independent now.
Right, well, because before they sold 30% to a Spanish-based brewery group.
Mm-hmm.
And they did sell all the way out, because the two guys that founded Founders each get a 5% stake.
Nice.
So they sold 90% of the company.
Mm. Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, so they're the 14th largest craft brewery by volume, larger than Stone, The Chutes, or even Brooklyn Brewery, for context.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy that Stone... It's really weird that I don't, like, Stone isn't in, like, the top 10. I always just thought, like, they were, like, a powerhouse, but, like, Stone Brewery is really not, like, that big of a powerhouse. I think they're a lot smarter about their money, though. Maybe not their German thing. The German thing didn't play out very well.
Right, but I mean, it was a calculated risk. It wasn't like they like went full Green Flash or they like sold it for pennies on the dollars because they basically had it auctioned off in bankruptcy court.
Yeah, that's true.
They sold it on their own terms. Basically, they just realized they're like, wait, maybe this isn't a place for us. And I think they even sold their Virginia one too, but I'm not sure.
Oh, I haven't heard that. I mean, because you could find Stone pretty plentiful out here in Ohio and out in Jersey.
Which makes me think they still have their Virginia brewery. I think that's why they stole the German one, was to focus on the Virginia, so that you guys on the East Coast can get fresher Stone beer than letting it sit in the truck for like a week.
Yeah. I would be curious if we ever travel down that far south, because that is pretty far. To see how that Stone Brewery is. Wonder if they have, like, a nice garden like the one in San Diego.
I would hope so. It would be nice if they did.
That is true. They have to deal with snow out here, though.
Right. But then the company that bought them also owns a majority of Avery Brewing in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, like, brothers now, basically. Did they just become best friends?
They did become best friends. Well, I mean, because I think I heard a rumor that they weren't doing the Canadian Breakfast Stout anymore.
Well, I know they had to change the label last time because they ended up getting sued by the Mounties.
Yeah.
Or not necessarily sued, but they got the good old-fashioned C&D.
Yeah. Be like, stop
That's
this.
A cease and desist for people that aren't in the loop. I mean, for Sean's dad.
It's just kind of weird, though, because that's, like, one of their big bottle releases that they do.
Right. Well, that's why, like, every other year has had a Mountie on the horse, except for this year.
Yeah. Well, I'm just curious as why they would stop doing the CBS. Like, that's one of their big, like, drop releases, so.
Well, I don't know, because it's weird. I was at a bottle shop yesterday, and I was talking to like the owner and like one of the customers, and they were talking about certain beer, like you're talking about the Kentucky Breakfast Stout, which used to be like super hard to get. Like people would like stand in line at the brewery and Founders to get that, and like jack up, trade it for like a crazy like markup, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically a shelfie beer now.
Oh wow!
Like if you go to like actual like not like like bottle shops, like La Bodega has like a bunch there that. El Cerrito Liquor, the one I went to yesterday, they have a bunch. But then the same thing goes with their Canadian Breakfast Stout.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think people aren't buying beers and bombers as much anymore. I think that might be part of the problem.
Mm. That's fair.
And, like, Canadian Breakfast Stout, for me at least, that's just like a beer. It's like, okay, I've tried it once. I know what it tastes like.
Mm.
I don't need it every year. It's not that big of a deal. Especially if I can, like, go anytime to go get it.
That's fair.
Huh. So, you know, we kind of talk about listening to the podcast, you know, you need to have a certain sense of humor. Apparently also to be like post things on Instagram or at least read things that are posted on Instagram, you have to have a certain sense of humor. Angel City Brewing, located pretty much right outside of Dodger Stadium, posted a thing on the social medias about they took an employee field trip to a Dodger game.
Yeah.
And they posted on the Instagrams, the caption was, making our annual employee field trip to watch the Dodgers win 115 regular season games and then blow it in October.
Are they wrong?
No. And that's the reaction you should have, is to laugh.
And I guess some of the hardcore fans weren't very amused.
No, people are like, that joke was as shitty as your beer. Whoever tried to make that, you know, was that supposed to be a joke? Because it's not funny. You know, why are you alienating your fans? You know, you rely on people from LA to buy your beer.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was just a shit show, dude. So they ended up, like, posting an apology, but then they took down the original post and the apology. And apparently they fired their social media director.
Ha, Can you imagine just being, you're like the head marketing on social media for like a major company, and you get fired over like some tweet or some post?
Yes.
I mean, I know it's
your wasn't one, even like
a, it's like your one job. I get it, but man, dude, that's like crazy. Like, who would have thought about like 10 years ago? 10 years ago, you know, but you wouldn't have even thought about that.
Right. And it wasn't like it was offensive or they called anybody any names, or they just made a shitty joke about a team that does shitty in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I thought it was funny. I've been a Dodger fan my whole life. I thought it was hilarious. And I told a couple of people I work with, and all the Dodger fans thought it was funny, and the Angels fan thought it was not funny.
Of course.
I think it hit a little too close to home for him.
Well, they can't even make it to the playoffs, so...
I know. But at least they got Mike Trout.
Yeah. I mean, they could have lost him. I mean, Harper went away.
Yeah, so. But the Nationals are at least doing okay without him.
That's fair.
They're, like, in the wild card spot for the playoffs, and the season's almost over, so...
That's pretty good.
Yeah. One man should not be a team. I think Artie Moreno, the Angels owner, just wanted people to, like... buy Mike Trout jerseys, and like I said, in the Trout Zone that they have out there in the left field pavilion.
Does it smell like trout out there?
No, but they give out shitty hats. At least they used to. I don't know if they even do that anymore, but yeah, it's pretty weird watching these people walk around wearing these like Dodger Angel hats that have like the, looks like the head from that singing bass sticking out the front of it.
Oh my gosh.
So, I don't know if you actually watched the full video, Sean, because I heard you listening to it as we started the call.
I didn't finish the video.
Wait, but I mean, you got the gist of it, basically. Yeah. So, this high school kid was arrested for making threats online. And his mom was basically trying to, like, well, it's just a kid, it was just jokes. It's stuff that he hears other people say online.
Yeah.
And the cop was like, yeah, he kind of fucked up. He's under arrest for now. We'll see what the chart, we'll see what happens, but we have to arrest him because, you know, the one thing that seems to be common in a lot of the mass shootings is there was some sort of threat that was ignored, right?
Yeah.
And so this kid, I mean, it'd be one thing, like, if the kid made, like, an offhand comment or something, and, like, even then, you know, even just making an offhand comment anymore will get you suspended from school for a couple days. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying?
Yeah, but, I mean, they can't take that stuff. They can't take that stuff lightly anymore.
Lightly, no. Like,
basically, you have somebody that makes a threat and then goes through and shoots, you are held accountable because you have an act, you have a duty to act. Like, it's, like, a big thing with corporations and, you know, different management. Like, if somebody, like, says something to you, like, you have to look up into it. You have to look into it, even if it's something that doesn't seem, like, that big of a deal. Like, can you imagine, like, a school? Like, you're going to just, like, some kid just says he's going to shoot up the school, and you're just going to ignore, like, it's just Billy. It doesn't matter. Billy's just a quiet kid.
Right, but the thing that's going to hurt him in his defense is that he named 7 specific kids.
Yep.
You know, it wasn't just like he was like, haha, I'm going to bring a gun to school, you'll see who's the man, or something like that, yeah. You know? He's like, no, fuck you, in particular, these 7 people.
Yeah. You know what, did you see the pictures of the 3 kids?
No, I didn't see that, I just saw the video and read the story.
Well, it was in the video. There was a couple of mugshots. See, you didn't even pay attention to your own story.
The kid that got arrested, or the kid that was being charged? I mean, threatened.
I don't know. It was 3 kids.
I saw the mugshot of the kids like that got arrested. I didn't see the ones that.
Yeah, it was the ones that got arrested. You see that You can't trust those kids with glasses and beards, man.
No, man, especially not in high school. Fuck, dude. He was like 30 in high school.
He was like smiling in his mugshot. They were fucked.
Right?
He meant it.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever his threat was, he meant it. He was smiling in that mugshot.
The only thing worse about being a white kid with glasses and beards, Sean, is a white kid with glasses and beard who's a weeaboo.
What are you trying to say, Danny?
I'm trying to segue into the next topic.
So it's time for anime, everybody. Let's lighten up the mood with Konosuba, a fantastic anime about a high schooler who dies, somehow gets magically reborn, and for his wish, because he got one wish to grant it to him to as he went to the next world to get saved, he asked for the bitchy host to help. So she ended up going to the world, and so now you have this crazy story about this guy who could barely like kill anything, and you have this water goddess that's not very good at fighting or anything. Then they find a magician that is only into explosion magic and could only do like one explosion, and then she runs out of mana and is like basically passed out and limped, and you have to like carry her afterwards. So it's just a crazy story about this group. Oh, and then there's a knight that's a sadist and like loves getting beat up and loves pain, and she can't like actually like do any attacks. She can't hit any of her attacks, so she basically is like a giant shield, but loves it. So you just add different cringiness and different failures, and you got two seasons of comedy gold.
Nice. So how many episodes per season? Is it one of those where it's like 26 episodes per season?
11.
Reasonable. Okay.
They went a step further and did 11.
I was gonna say like 12, but they're like, "Fuck it, we're gonna eliminate one filler episode per season."
Exactly. So that's the only bad thing. It's only 11 per.
But does it have as much filler episodes? Because usually there's like even like the 26 episode ones have like 3 or 4 filler shows, or the 12 have like one or two.
It didn't really have any filler. I was actually surprised.
So there you go. I'd rather have 11 solid episodes than like 12 or 13 with like 2 or 3 filler shows.
Exactly. So
it was... Well, unless, of course, that one of those filler shows is the beach episode. So I'm okay with those.
That does happen.
Hey, we're in the middle of World War III.
Let's go to the beach.
We just fought a hard-fought battle. We should take a day off by going to the beach.
Why is everybody going to the beach? Medieval, schools, everybody's going.
War, mech, girls in mech suits.
Exactly.
With the one boy who's magical, who can work the mech suits, even though girls are only supposed to be the ones that are allowed to do it or physically capable of doing it.
Or it can the boy can have witch powers.
Yeah, even though only girls are supposed to be witches, but he's the first boy witch ever. I saw a family costume, so it was like the mom and dad, and like they had like 2 or 3 daughters, mm-hmm. and so all the women, the daughters and the mom, were dressed up like witches,
mm-hmm.
and then the dad was dressed. His costume was a can of Sloppy Joe mix.
Yeah,
so he was a man witch.
Oh my god, that's terrible.
You wanted to laugh, but your lack of humor has betrayed you.
I've been betrayed.
So, I'm like currently, So I'm currently watching an anime that's in progress called Given. The new episodes come out on VRV like Thursdays. There should be like 3 episodes.
Yeah.
I'm guessing if it's a standard 12. Watching the show, it made me ponder one question, Sean.
Mm-hmm. What?
Is it wrong to call to say something is like super gay? If it involves dudes trying to have sex with other dudes.
I mean, isn't that the point of it?
Well, no, but you know, homosexuals are like, dude, you can't describe something as being gay because that's homophobic.
Mm.
But what if it is gay?
I mean, two guys trying to get it on.
Actually, there's like two groups. There's like multiple guys because there's like the bassist is trying to get it on with the drummer, but the drummer is like already hooked up with this other dude that he met at school, and then the guitarist runs into this random dude at school that is like kind of weird. You come to find out that he was like in a relationship before, and the guy that he was in the relationship before killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it's basically like a music anime around like a boy love.
Jeez.
Theme.
Really?
But it's really good, actually. It's Like, it's not like the old HBO show Oz, mm-hmm. where it was like prison, where it's like, dude, this prison show is really good if you can get past like the four or five just random dongs per episode.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense because you're in a male prison, so there's going to be like dongs, where it's not just Seth Rogen just, hey, this is a R and it has nudity because it's a Seth Rogen film and there's penis.
Yes. Yeah, it's like, yes, R for nudity. We're going to see some, oh, wait, never mind, it's a Seth Rogen movie. All dicks, all the time. So basically, like the one character in high school is like goes to his normal spot where he tries to hide out, nap during lunch. Mm-hmm. And there's another kid sitting there. And the kid has a guitar and like they're talking and stuff and they kind of strike up a mentor-mentee relationship when it comes to the guitar.
Yeah.
The one kid that already knows how to play the guitar is in a three-piece band, and so mm-hmm. the kid wants him to teach him how to play.
Yeah.
But the guy's like, I'm already busy, I don't have enough time. And then after a while, he ends up like kind of singing a song, and mm-hmm. they realize he has a pretty amazing voice, so he asks them to join the band.
Yeah.
And so basically it took him like 9 episodes for them to like perform their first song.
Wow, that seems
and everything else is like practice.
That's a long time.
Yeah, everything else is like practice and like just set up. But it's a good show. Another show I'm watching is a little bit more lighthearted. I kept seeing it popped up on my recommended on VRV. It's called Zombieland Saga.
Yeah, it was on my recommended quite a bit as well.
And so I work with this guy. He's a weeaboo. And he told me that it's hilarious. And so I ended up watching it, and from, like, the first, like, minute and a half of the show, I'm already, like, sold. So basically, this girl, like, she's in high school. She's going into her second year of high school, talking about how she's going to change her ways. She's always been klutzy and, like, hasn't been successful in trying things. But this time, she's going to be different. And as she's getting ready, she's watching a idol band on her laptop, like, perform a song. And she picks up an envelope, and it's, like, a tryout thing to be a part of that idol group, an application. And so she takes it and her school supplies and runs out the door to go to school and begin her new improved school year. And then she gets hit by a truck. So basically there's like 6 zombies. And in the first episode, she kind of wakes up and regains some of her consciousness where she's not just a pure zombie. And she's like freaked out because she's surrounded by like 5 other zombies.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, in the second episode, something happens and they all pretty much come to.
Except for one.
Except one, yes. Did you watch any of it?
Yeah, I finished it.
Oh, you did? Okay. What did you think?
I thought it was pretty funny. It was a pretty lighthearted one. I really loved, like, the guy that was in charge of them because, like, he definitely, like, caused a lot of crazy chaos, but somehow he was like the reasonable rock during like everybody's like downtime. Like whatever, he would just say like the right thing, but most of the time he was just like kind of an asshole idiot.
And like,
stupid
them.
Zombies! I love like whenever like in an anime and it's like in Japanese and they have to say it American, like the way they say it is just so funny to me. Like whenever they try to like do whatever it is, because it's usually like a moment where they're trying to be ridiculous. So he's just like, it's just so funny. He's just like, zombie! Like yes. He doesn't even like say it like calmly at all. So, but it was pretty funny.
My favorite part is in the second episode when they do the rap.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the one zombie that's supposed to be, like, the geisha girl from, like, 400 years ago.
Yeah.
Knows how to, like, do backup for rap.
Yeah.
She's, like, doing the, yo, whoop, whoop.
Yeah. That is true. So
And then, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to talk about another anime that I recently watched. Oh. But finish. Go ahead and finish your thought before we
I was going to say, and the other thing I love is the two guys, because their first song they perform is like at a death metal performance.
Yeah.
And then there are two guys there that become like their first fans, and then they're at every performance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whether they're rapping or they're doing like the traditional idol stuff.
Yeah.
Those guys are like there. They're like solid friend choo-choo fans, which mm-hmm. the way they came up with the name was the zombie sneezed.
Yeah. You know, the music was pretty catchy. I think there was only one song I didn't find super catchy, but the rest of them, like when they would do like the concert, I was like, oh wow, this is actually a pretty catchy song.
I know. Like, I'm like, I haven't looked, but I'm hoping that they have that available for like streaming or downloading.
Yeah, I imagine, but they would. Why wouldn't you?
I know, right? But I think my favorite two of the zombies are the motorcycle gang leader or the girl that stays a zombie.
Oh, yeah. The girl that stays a zombie was just great comedy relief for the most part.
Yeah, because when the guy was telling me about the show and I watched a couple episodes and I saw him again, I was like, I don't want any other spoilers. Just yes or no on this. Does she stay as a zombie or does she wake up? And he's like, she stays a zombie. And I'm like, yes.
Because I was waiting to see if, like, at the end, like, maybe she would snap out of it and, like, perform and then, like, maybe go back. But nope, she just stayed a zombie.
And, like, at the end, when everything gets, like, settled, she's just sucking on the head of the main girl.
Yeah. Exactly.
So what other anime did you watch, Sean?
So I powered through 25 episodes of Rising of the Shield Hero. I literally started it on Monday night, and I finished it, like, Friday. So not too much time, but I would say that Rising of the Shield Hero is probably one of my favorite all-time animes right now. It's that good.
I'll start that next, because that was one that also kept popping up on my recommended.
Yeah, so it's a pretty serious anime. It has some lighthearted parts to cheer up on it. It's not as, like, sinister and grim as maybe Goblin Slayer, but it is definitely, like, there's some bad shit that goes on. The main character, there's four heroes that get teleported out of their world to come to this other world, and so the main character has the shield, and everybody starts making fun of him because he's the shield. Like, he's into light novels while all these other guys are into video games. They're like, dude, like, the shield is always the bitch, and just yada yada yada. He gets framed for something he didn't do, and he gets just super depressed and super just out to just get back at everybody and just kind of do his own thing. And it's just it just spins from there, and it's just so good. He just, the way he gathers more characters for his party. There's definitely, like, lighthearted bonding because he doesn't really trust anybody. Like, you could tell, like, he ends up doing very well for himself, even though he is, like, the shitty shield holder. There was some aspects at the end that I was talking with somebody else that watched it. He gave it an 8 out of 10 based off the ending, but I could see why he said that. But I think for the most part, though, like, I couldn't, like, every time, like, I had downtime after work, like, I was watching this anime. Like, I had to finish it. It just kept me, like, going back to, like, watching every episode, because it was just, like, the story was just so enticing, and you just wanted to watch and see what happened.
Nice. Oh, so, and all of these are available on VRV.
Notice me, senpai.
Yes.
Please. Please. Maybe not.
Probably not. I'm going to go out on a limb and say definitely not.
Yeah. So I was able to finish a game a while ago, Danny. Far Cry 5.
Yes. And I finished that even longer ago, and I actually just started the expansion.
New Dawn. Dude, I just can't. I just thought it was just too linear for me, man. Far Cry 5 was just too linear. Like, the videos didn't, like, stack very well together. Like, why would you keep capturing me if I killed, like, two of your comrades? Like, it just didn't make any sense. And
right, like, and the story is very open world until you get to a certain, until you trigger a certain event.
Yeah.
And then once you do a certain event, then it triggers the next part of the story, and you're just locked in. Like, no matter what you do, you're going to get captured. Yeah, I thought that was kind of bullshit. It annoyed me.
I thought it was super annoying. Like, Because, like, everything you do gives you, like, credit to, like, take over, and then it triggers, like, the story mission, and it's like, well, do you want to do the story mission or no? Because you're fucked. You're doing it. They're right, hunting. They're hunting. And somehow they just magically find you out of nowhere, and they put you to sleep, and they don't kill you, even though you've killed, like, two of their commanders. Like, okay.
Right, because, like, there was the one, I was like, I don't know if it was the mission, was I was supposed to be there, or just coincidentally I did this mission, and that set me over the edge, but I was at a train yard.
Mm-hmm.
And I freed the train yard, and then, yeah, because it was like an outpost, so I freed the outpost, but it put me over the limit on the, and to trigger the next thing, and so all of a sudden they're like, oh, there's a helicopter incoming, and I jump on, literally right next to me was a 50 caliber machine gun mounted.
Yeah.
And I'm shooting at the helicopter, and it's like, wait, it's not doing any damage. I'm like, fuck, I'm about to get captured again, aren't I? And so I just put down the controller and just watched, because there was nothing, like, you know, there was no point at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
So, if it makes you feel any better, Sean, in New Dawn,
yeah,
it's the same way. Except you don't get captured.
That's good. At least you don't get captured. At least there's at least one part of the game I could not complain about.
Right, so basically New Dawn takes place, like, it's a sequel, but, and some of the characters, like your side characters, show up, but it takes place after the events in the original Far Cry 5.
Yeah, fuck that too. It's like a giant cliffhanger at the end of Far Cry 5. Like, it's bullshit.
Yes. Well, and it's a thing of, like, you lose. Like, no matter what you do, you're gonna lose.
Yeah. True.
So basically, like, this one starts off talking about how, like, the bombs went off, and, like, then now there's these two twin sisters that got up this gang, and they're basically imprisoning people so that they can, like, live their best life on the backs of other people.
Yeah.
And so you get brought in. You're like this group that's, like, traveling the country by train to, like, help out small towns.
That's weird.
And so
they find out. Did bombs go off across the country then?
Pretty much, yes.
Oh, wow.
Or at least across the state.
Okay.
So you come in on a train, and, like, the bridge gets blown up, and you're one of, like, the only people that survives, of course, and you got to rescue somebody else who survived, and you got to help build up the outpost, and it's pretty much very similar. And that was one of the knocks against New Dawn, was that it's pretty much directly a direct correlation as far as gameplay style and stuff, like the weapons and all that.
Yeah,
they change it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, in the Far Cry, like, you would get experience, but once you got all the experience, it wasn't really a reason to do the mission.
Yeah.
This one more gives you the perk points.
Gotcha.
But then now there's, like, more perks to unlock.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So, I mean, it's a little different. I think I'm glad I waited a while, because it's probably been at least 6 months since I finished Far Cry 5.
Yeah.
Unless you really, really love Far Cry 5 that much, I would wait a while if you even want to play it.
Yeah.
Pick it up for, I mean, like, less than $20.
Has Joseph even came back? Or been any talk of him or anything? Or is it just
they talk about, like, I think my next mission, I have to go talk to people that escaped, that, like, from the group that was known as Eden that set up a camp, like, in the north. So that's my next mission. But basically, I'm, like, doing a bunch of side missions, because once I do that, and then I go back to the main base and upgrade it again, it'll trigger the next event.
Oh, okay, got you.
I'm not ready to trigger the next event yet.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah. That's my main thing. But, yeah, so, like, they didn't kidnap me, but they just basically wanted to, like, make me suffer and, like, burn down the encampment and kill everybody there and make me watch it.
Yeah.
And so they just, like, the first set scene... was them just, like, bringing a barrage of people to attack the encampment and
gotcha.
Try to fend them off.
Gotcha.
But then I've also kind of... Forza Horizon 4 is it's a nice open world, relaxing, end of the day, don't really want to think, just kind of do something game.
Just go zoom zoom in your car, in your fake cars.
Well, they're real cars. They actually have, like, licensing. But it's not like the games where they had to, like Grand Theft Auto, where they had to make up car names.
That's true. they put too much money in other budgets besides getting licensing.
Yeah, they put all their money in the car shaking animation with the hooker in it.
Exactly.
But it's pretty cool because it's like, you know, it starts off and you're like new to the horizon, and you got to like qualify to make the actual event. Mm-hmm. So like, there's like, the story is like, you have to race each season and complete certain tasks. There's like the fall, winter, spring, and summer. Mm-hmm. And depending on the weather, the terrain changes. So like, winter, it's covered in snow. Spring is like rainy. Summer, it's nice. Fall, there's like leaves and shit everywhere.
Take that, yeah. Leaves will blow, get in your way.
Exactly. This one's set in England and Scotland area.
Okay.
It's cool because like, once you get past like the initial like linear story, it's open world and each season is a week.
Gotcha.
And each season has exclusive events. So there's like overall encompassing events, and then there's spring only events and winter only. So, you know,
so like
if you want to do that.
So like the online changes it, like, so every week the season changes.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool. So like, if you need to do something for winter and you just don't have time to finish it, you're going to have to wait.
Like 4 weeks.
Through 4 weeks. Yes.
Gotcha.
But no, I mean, I really do like the Forza game. The main reason I bought it, because A, I got it like $20, but then they also have one add-on I want to buy where you can do the Lego race cars that they have, the Speed Champions series.
Oh my god. It would be Legos with you.
Well, but like the last one in Forza 3, they did a Hot Wheels one that was pretty badass from what I heard. Okay. I didn't play it, but like, yeah. You got to like drive cars on those crazy Hot Wheel loop-to-loop tracks and shit.
Oh, nice.
So, I mean, they do it, whatever they do, they do well. But yeah, I'm not going to go off brand and say anything bad about me and Legos. Considering I have 3 Lego tattoos.
True. That is very fair.
So, Sean, the MCU might be changed forever.
First, everybody dies. Spoiler alert. And now there's a divorce.
Right. And when word first came out, everyone was kind of like, Marvel was trying to bully Disney. Like, for no reason, Marvel just decided out of the blue that they wanted a bigger cut of the money.
Yep.
And then as I'm reading more into it, it's like, wait. So their contract was up. They only signed the contract through Far From Home. That was like the last movie that the original deal entailed.
Yeah.
And so, much like any business negotiation, like, wouldn't you want to get more money if you're renewing a contract? Isn't that the whole point? Try to make it more favorable for you.
Exactly.
So people are trying. Of course, you know, in this day and age, everyone has to like point fingers at the bad guy. But I don't think there's a bad guy here. I don't think Disney's the bad guy, and I don't think Sony. I think Sony holds all the cards, and they're like, yeah, but we don't have to give you any money.
Yeah.
And Marvel's like, or Disney's like, but yeah, but we'll put up 50% of the money each, and we'll make 50% of the money.
Was that? Oh, so Marvel just wants 50% of the cut?
Yes, because the way it was written originally was that Marvel through Disney got 5% of the opening day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And licensing rights to the toys and stuff.
Gotcha. That seems like a pretty big jump to go to 50%.
Right, but they also, but then Sony would put up 100. But then before it was like Sony would put up like 100% of the money.
Oh, got you.
And so it was like, well, what if you put up 50% of the money? We put up 50% of the money, and then like make it more split.
Yeah,
because they need to make at least one more Marvel Spider-Man movie in the MCU.
Yeah,
the way Far From Home fucking cliffhanged.
Oh my god, yeah. I mean, it's really sad to see, because like, Sony can't really do it by themselves. Like, I just,
well, they think they can.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they fucking think.
and part of it, I think, it was because everyone thought Venom was gonna just explode.
Yeah.
And just not make any money at all. But it made, I mean, it didn't like break records, but it made a decent profit. And that had nothing to do with Spider-Man.
Yeah, true.
So if they put, like, and then they teased the Carnage movie.
Yeah.
So they can put Spider-Man in the movie with Carnage and Venom. Fucking, they're just seeing cash, like Scrooge McDuck, their eyeballs are turning into dollar signs.
Hopefully we'll have emo Spider-Man dancing, tap dancing.
Right. No? Well, that only happened because that was a big up yours from Sam Raimi to Sony.
Yeah, what?
Because he's like, I want to make a Spider-Man movie with Sandman as the main, as the villain. They're like, yeah, but nobody cares about Sandman. We want Venom. And he's like, I'm going to do Sandman. And they're like, Venom. And he's like, fine, I'll do both and the movie will suck.
Exactly.
But Tom Holland and the director of Far From Home is signed on for the next movie already.
Oh, man.
So there's some hope.
There is some hope. We'll see.
Like, we won't have to deal with another fucking Uncle Ben story.
That's true. I mean, we still haven't even dealt with an Uncle Ben story.
Or we might have to, because Marvel's like, yeah, Uncle Ben's died more times than he needs to. We're not going to do him again in Marvel. So he's like, but Uncle Ben's the most important character. And it's like, yeah, we replaced him with Tony Stark.
True.
And Happy's going to bang his mom. Boom. As aunt, yeah, I mean.
Exactly. Boom.
Oh, man. But yeah, it'll be, and like, as of now, like, people are like posting these like things on Facebook, and it's like, Sony says, the doors are closed. It's like the headline, but then you read the article, and like, the article has the full quote, where it says, Sony says door is closed for now, but that doesn't mean, like, things won't continue.
They won't bring up negotiations again?
Yeah, it means, that doesn't mean, yeah, basically they're like, people are like, talks are over, Spider-Man's gone officially, and Sony's like, no, like, we're just, can't reach an agreement, and we're not really in a hurry, because they haven't even, like, Marvel laid out the MCU for, like, the next couple of years, and there was no Spider-Man in any of it.
Yeah, which exactly.
Probably had a lot to do with the fact that they knew the contract was up. Anyways, why are you going to announce something if you can't make it?
Exactly. No, that makes sense.
So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out if Sony actually makes a decent Spider-Man movie without Marvel's hand-holding.
Yeah. We'll see.
And it'll be kind of interesting to see how the character develops, because he's super tied to Tony Stark.
Yeah, and now they can't do anything. They can't even, like, mention him.
No. They can talk about the man in the red suit, maybe.
Pretty much. All right, everybody, that's it for today's show. Thank you for taking a listen to another fantastic episode. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Instagram, not Twitter, because we have a Twitter post, but we're not there. Make sure you listen to us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all those fantastic sites.
Oh, Untappd also.
Oh yeah, make sure you follow us on Untappd. You could see what Danny's drinking. Maybe I'll resurrect this weekend and come back alive, but I'm gonna hold off.
Yeah, when you get old, man, you either gotta like start like experimenting and seeing if those like hangover proof pills work. I mean, I was like, take this before you start drinking and you won't get a hangover.
Yeah.
Or you just might need to take a weekend off.
Exactly. Just get some good old Gatorade and sleep. That'll do it.
Pedialyte is better for you.
That's what I hear. It's a new thing.
To digest.
And they're making like an adult Pedialyte. I think we talked about it already.
Maybe. It's kind of like how NyQuil realized people were like taking NyQuil to fall asleep. And they're like, but there's so many like drugs that are bad for you if you take that often. Fine, we'll just make a formula. And then someone's like, wait, what if we made a formula that had none of the drugs, but we charged more for it?
And everybody bought it.
And everybody's buying it, yes.
Exactly. All right, everybody. All right. We'll see you next time.
All right, everybody.